Hello, my name is Andy Black. Thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update so the truth can set you free. This is the fastest 30 minutes on the radio covering health, freedoms, and faith. Remember, just because you see it on television doesn't mean it's true. Just because the news reports it doesn't mean it's true. The Deep State's goal is to cause so much fear that we will gladly and without resistance give up our freedoms in the name of the common good. Beware, communism always stresses it's for the common good. 2024 is the year that we must be diligent, informed, active in our republic, and prepared to defend our nation and our freedoms. And that is why we recommend everyone listen to today's health update. Yes, we tell the truth about the health of our society, but we also tell the truth concerning the spiritual health of our nation, so you will know what is coming and how to respond. So now, listen to the fastest 30 minutes on the radio with Roy Williams. You will be glad you did.
Hello, 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 everyone. Roy Williams here, the Guru of Good Health, the Superintendent of Supplementation. What an awesome week we've had. You know, it just keeps getting, as an old friend of mine, you said, just keeps getting gooder and gooder. I know that's not proper English, but he used to say that, and we'd laugh ourselves to death about him. He was nuts. But we might as well enjoy life, have a good time. This, of course, is Friday. That's why I said, I hope you've had a great week. Freedom Fridays always come around. I love these shows, and I'm beginning to get a lot of compliments from people telling me that they agree with what I say. And I challenge you, if you like what I say and you want to, kind of send me an email, that's fine. It's triveren1@gmail.com, TRIVAREN. TRIVAREN, the number 1@gmail.com. And I'll be glad to have any comments, suggestions, or mild criticisms. I did say mild. As I don't care. And I will share them with the public whenever you share them with me, because I want the public to know what my audience is thinking. But I'm getting a lot of positive feedback from the people I run into. I had another gentleman this week, went in the store there in Killen. And he was talking to Casey, and I come around the corner and said, well, hello there. And he says, you're Roy Williams, aren't you? I said, I am. I said, how'd you know? He says, well, your voice gives you away. He says, I listen to you all the time on the radio. That's an awesome thing, y'all. So thank all of you that choose to listen to this radio stations and these radio stations, and also to this radio show. It's just going to continue to grow, because I tell you, we're a starvation nation right now, and I mean that literally. We're starving for the truth. You know, the Bible told us in Revelation that there'll come a time when there will be huge starvation. But when you break it down in Hebrew, you realize he wasn't talking about for food. He was talking about for the Word of God. So remember, on Monday schools, I always teach the Word of God chapter by chapter, verse by verse, and we're now in the book of Thessalonians, and I'm going to bust the rapture theory. I hope I got your attention. Have you been taught that you're going to be raptured away, that you don't have to know the Bible, that you don't have to understand Revelation? Well, then why in the world would God put a book in the Bible called to reveal or to make known? That's what Revelation means. He wanted us to know everything. He wants us to know when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, the order it's going to happen in. And I can help you understand that, and I can prove to you that it's coming true right before our eyes. So try to listen to our Monday schools. But today we're obviously talking about freedom. And when we speak about freedom, I hope you automatically think about the United States of America and that wonderful contract that we have with our own selves. And that's what it is. It's for the people. It's by the people. It is we the people. Okay? A contract called the Constitution of the United States of America. It's a contract that our founding fathers wrote, and listen, everybody that runs for office has to swear allegiance to that document. And yet they spit on it every day. We're working under the color of law now. What does that mean? It means it's not legal. What they're doing is not legal. But they claim that it's legal, and they're doing it through three-letter agencies, which I'll be talking about today. And they convince us that they can legally do what they're doing, when in reality, every time it goes to the Supreme Court, they get their feet kicked out from under them. And you need to know that, because only the truth will set us free. Let's talk about the Word of God, because our Constitution comes from the Word of God. However, I want you to think about Jeremiah chapter 17. If you go to there, in the King James Version, that's what I'm going to be quoting from. Verses 5 and 6, that's Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 and 6, warning us about trusting in man instead of God. You know, we've reached a time in society where science trumps God, where the educational systems, the high-ranking educational systems, think they know more than God. And they have become so godless that they've taken God out of every aspect of the education system in America today that's controlled by the federal government or the state and local governments. And it's called public education, and it includes not only kindergarten, elementary school, high school, and college. It includes all of it. They've absolutely acted under the color of law, destroyed the very system that we should be on, which is real simple. All our educational system should never be handled by the government. The government should have absolutely no say in the educational system. State and local governments should handle that completely. Get the federal government out of our education system. They're destroying the foundation of this earth, and we're letting them get away with it, and shame on us. So Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 and 6, warning us about trusting in man instead of God. Here's what it says. Thus saith the Lord. I'm going to stop right there. Who said this? Jeremiah is writing down exactly what he told the prophet Jeremiah. It is word for word right out of God's mouth. And anybody that teaches any difference lying to you. You warned in Revelation, don't you change the word of God. And when he talks, when it says, thus saith the Lord, that means this is exactly what he told Jeremiah to write down for me and you, or whoever. It could be Isaiah, it could be Daniel, but anyway, you know what I mean. So he goes on to say, so it says, thus saith the Lord. What's God saying? Cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Now I'm going to cover that a minute here. Cursed be the man that trusts in men, other man, woman, institutions, educational system. If you trust in them, you've lost your mind. Especially when you have to trust in them over God. That's crazy. He says, it goes on to say, as I said, He maketh flesh his arm. What does that mean? Remember, we're in the flesh age. God put us here on this earth in flesh and blood. So we would decide, are we going to get involved with the tree of knowledge of good and evil, Satan, the serpent? Or are we going to get involved with the tree of life, Jesus Christ, and God's word? That's the decisions we're making. Okay, so when it's talking about flesh, it's talking about maketh flesh his arm. What does arm mean in Hebrew? It means his strength. Don't make flesh your strength. You'll always end up failing. The flesh is weak. Then he goes on to say, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. In other words, whose heart is now no longer interested in God. We've reached a societal change to where people think that God is some kind of made-up entity or something. How in the world do you think this whole thing got here? You think that there was a big ball spinning out in space and got faster and faster and blew up, and this is the result? Are you insane? Nothing ever improves itself except through life, and life is not some amoeba or something swimming out in the ocean and climbing on the shore and becoming a snail and then a lizard and then a snake and then that's nuts. If evolution was real, we'd still see signs of it, yet they can show us no signs of evolution, not any that makes sense. Verse 6, the Lord goes on to say, for he shall be like a heath in the desert. Now, let's all pause again. That's why I tell you, when you study the Word of God, you need to get your Strong's exhaustive concordance and keep it around. What in the world does it mean, heath? For he shall be like a heath. Well, let me tell you what that means in Hebrew, because this is Old Testament. Old Testament was written originally in Hebrew, and originally it didn't say heath. I mean, it said heath in the Old Testament. What does that mean in modern English? They didn't break it down. It means destitute. So I'm going to read that part of the verse again so you'll understand it. It says, and shall not see when, I'm sorry, I've got ahead of myself. Verse 6, for he shall be like a destitute person in the desert. That's how it should have been written in the King James Version. Because nobody understands what these words mean unless you look them up in Hebrew and understand what they really mean in English. We're getting there, okay? That's what we work on here, is I want you to understand the true word of God, and I want to teach it to you in a way that you'll go, oh, so that's what that means. Of course that's what that means. I mean, you read even the New Testament, when they ask Jesus what we must do, and he says, if you're going to follow me, now you got to keep that in context. What's the subject? If you want to follow me, he was telling the disciples this. You must hate your mother and your father and all those people. It's important to you. But if you look up the word hate, it don't mean hate at all. It means you must love them less. Because I'm going to tell you something. To follow Jesus back in that day, you'll understand as I go through Thessalonians, they were incriminated. They were talked bad to. They were spat upon. So he's just warning them, okay? These are just examples, all right? So I'm going to back up. For he shall be like a destitute person in the desert and shall not see when good cometh. You get so hung up in today's society, in man's traditions, man's ideas, man's concepts, you won't see good coming because you'd be deceived. You know, the Bible also says, for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. Do you have eyes to see and ears to hear? I'm beginning to wonder. Of course, some people don't. Let's go on with the rest of that verse. But shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness in a salt land and not inhibited. So what happens if we turn our backs on God and start putting our faith in man? That's the subject of this thing. What's going to happen to us? We'll be like a destitute person in the desert, okay? And shall not see when good cometh. We're blinded. But shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness. It's not talking about the wilderness or the desert in this case. It's talking about spiritually. You'll be like a lost person. You won't know which way to turn. Why? Because you don't know God. In a salt land and not inhabited, it's terrible what we're doing to ourselves, what we're allowing them to do to our society by taking God away from us. And telling us we can't even teach God or talk about God in schools. How sick are we going to get? Well, as long as we take that path, we're going to get further and further away from the goal and sicker as a nation. Let's go on. What he's telling us here in Jeremiah is this is a warning directly from God of what you can expect when you put your faith in man and his science, that's a little h, and his ideals over God, capital G, and his salvation. This is what we're experiencing right now, okay? In order for them to run our lives, we're talking about these people that's in power that wants to control every aspect of our lives, that wants to take away our freedoms, okay? In order for them to run our lives, we must deny our God and make them our God. That's what the educational system wants you to do. They want you to just say there is no God, and they want you to believe only in science and only in what man says. Why do they want to do that to us? Because they want to be in control. Remember, what did Satan do? Why is he on the outs with God? Because he wanted to sit on the mercy seat. He wanted to take the place of God, and he wanted to do it his way instead of God's way, and as a result, he's doomed to hellfire. He will be consumed in a hellfire and turned to ashes from within. I mean, it tells us that in the Bible. It's his destination. He has no choice. Why? Because he turned his back on his only Father, his God, the only true and living God, who, by the way, who created him too. But he created him just like he did us with freedom of choice. And Satan made some bad choices. Are you going to make bad choices? Think about it. We were warned about these days and this message thousands of years ago. You know how long ago Jeremiah was writing this stuff? God's word told us what was going to happen, and here we are worshiping the gods of science instead of the only true and living God, Yahweh. That's his Hebrew name. Okay. You see, our Father loved us so much that he explained in detail what would happen, and everything he told us has and is happening right before our eyes. The real question boils down to this. Will you believe in the one true and living God? Or will you believe in man's God called science? It's that simple, y'all. And that's where we are in society today. Let's examine what each of them, these people that want us to believe in them and science instead of God, let's examine what each of them tell us and promise us. Let's look at the promises that make us so that we can make a decision about our future. Okay, so what does science promise us? That's a good question. What does science promise us? I'll give you some examples. One is climate change. What a joke. You name one time in the history of the world that climate don't change. We're on a planet that's spinning in a circle, going around the sun at huge, huge rates of speed. And, you know, we got wind and air and all this oxygen and stuff. It's being affected by that. The Earth's spinning. It's always going to change. It's always changed. But they want us to believe that we're causing climate change, that we're destroying the Earth. That's a lie. Remember, the lies you believe will hold you in bondage. And how are they going to hold you in bondage with climate change? They're going to start taxing you on the amount of carbon you produce. That's what they want to do, folks. What's another promise they make us? Well, if you'll just take this vaccine, you won't have to worry about the flu. Death jabs. What, you can't believe a word that comes out of the FDA's mouth. You can't believe a word that comes out of the prescription drug companies, those large organizations. You can't believe a word that's coming out of there's a doctor right now telling everybody how our medical profession is deceiving you one time after another and changing things just like they did the measurements for cholesterol, the measurements for blood pressure, the measurements for blood sugar. They've changed all that. Why? So they can make more money off of us. So we'll have to have more drugs they claim we need, when in reality you didn't need them 100 years ago. Why in the world we need them today? Because they told us we do. You see, these are the promises they make us. Climate change, death jabs, one world government. Boy, they've been pushing for one world government for years. Does the Bible not warn us about one world government, that it's a disaster? Remember when the Hebrew people told God they wanted a leader, they wanted a king, and God warned them, says, if you do that, you're going to end up in poverty and you're going to end up in war. Oh, but they insisted. So God, he let us have freedom. He let us choose. We chose a king, and look what it got us. Got them deeper and deeper in trouble every time. They want us to believe in their system, a one-world money. Not just a one-world government. They want us, all the whole world, to have one money. Everybody's money is the same, and now they're wanting it to be digital currency. You better pray we don't get that, because then they'll be able to trace every nickel you spend, every dime you use, everywhere you go, everything you do, and they will be able to control whether or not you get your money. You could have $1 million sitting in the bank, but at that point when it's digital currency and you drive a certain distance, it was more than climate change would allow you to drive. Instantly, your car goes off and you're stuck till they get ready to tell you you can go again. You think I'm kidding? That's exactly what they want to do. Total control by them, because they know more than anyone else what is best for society. That's the game they're playing. When they start telling you it's better for all society, you need to run the other direction. You see, their idea of the promised land is that everyone but the elite, but those in power, everyone else must go back and live in the dark ages so the earth can be saved. They want to put us into these 15-minute cities. They want to put us, stack us in houses where every family has 300 to 400 square feet, and that's all. And you got to live in that. They want to hoard us all into cities and stop the population out in the counties. They don't want you out in the county anymore. They want us all where they can control every aspect of our lives. Oh, and they're doing it in the name of climate change. They're doing it in the name of what's right for society. That's the lies they tell us. You see, if you go under their system, everyone but them must live only on the bare minimums while they live off our labor in their mansions, while they fly all over the world in the same planes we will be forbidden from getting on or using. They'll be driving around in their beautiful cars, which we will not be allowed to drive or use because of pollution they produce, they claim. We'll be allowed to eat only the food they provide for us while they eat the very best. We'll be only allowed to wear the clothes they provide for us while they what? They wear their robes and lord over us. They'll tell us to talk only when they say we can talk, and we're allowed to say only what they say we can say. You'll not have any need for guns or weapons, they'll tell us. Why? Because they'll tell you, well, we'll be in control, and we will promise to protect you. Look how that works in every city that's tried it. Every place they take guns away, crime rate goes through the roof, and more people are murdered, killed, and raped every day in those areas. That's never going to change, folks. You think they can change that when nobody has a gun? No, the only people who have a gun then is the government itself, and they will point it to you and tell you what you are and aren't going to do. That's where they're taking us, folks. Now, you can stick your head in the sand. You can play like I don't know what I'm talking about. You can call me a conspiracy theorist. I don't care. But it's going to slap you in the face one day, and you're going to look in the mirror and go, Roy Williams was right. And I'm not saying this so you'll say Roy Williams was right. The main thing I want you to understand is God was right. Roy Williams don't matter. What God says matters. You better swallow that like it's a good pill that'll make you healthy, because it will. If they get their way, they'll tell us, bring all your children to us and we will educate them. Have you not seen that you got to use their public education system? Nothing else is recognized. You either get your education through their system or it don't count. That's what they're doing to us. Bring your children to us, they'll say, because we will raise them and teach them. And guess what? You won't know this, but we'll use them for our pleasure. That's what they're going to tell us. That's what the deep state wants us to do. Oh, they'll tell us that you must do what they, that our children must do what they need them to do and only know what they need them to know. This will allow us, they'll tell you, to use them for whatever they decide is best for society and best for their pleasure and best for their fun, not the children's, theirs. Society as a whole will be better if you let us play this elite game and lord over you. And they'll do it while they abuse those they choose for their pleasure and drink their blood to extend their own lifespan and harvest their organs for their own health and longevity. What do you think's happening to all these millions of children that's disappearing around the world? You know how many Haiti children have been stolen, taken away, disappeared? What's happening to them? Well, when you hear about adrenochrome, oh, they're drinking their blood, ladies and gentlemen. Before they get their blood, they torture them and scare them to the point that they produce more adrenaline. That's why it's called adrenochrome. And then they drain their blood out of them till they die, and then they drink their blood. I know that sounds disgusting. That's awful. You're going to find out. I can't make this stuff up. It's real, folks. And what are they doing with those children? They're harvesting their organs. Oh, they'll take a kidney at a time and keep that child alive till somebody else needs the next one. Because they get big money for those organs all over the world. You must understand that what we know, what is best for our society as a whole, that's what they want you to believe. Well, we know so much more. You got to let us do this because we know what's best for society. And by the way, anyone going against our plans, they'll tell you, will be used as slaves or removed permanently from society. Do you know what that means? How do you remove someone permanently from a society? You know what I mean. All we do, they'll tell you, is for humanity as a whole. Oh, they'll tell you that over and over again. And they'll tell you this, is the only way to save the earth, which, by the way, is their God. You know, the Bible even tells us that there'll come a day when the earth will be our God. We got to protect the earth, and they do everything in the name of the earth as though the earth was a god. No, I'll tell you what, our God created the earth. You can read about that in the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Well, they don't want you to believe that, so they jerk God out of everything. They jerk God out of every aspect of our lives. You can't even use the Word of God or the Ten Commandments in a judicial system in court today. Try it. Try it. They will shame you right out of the courthouse. They'll probably put you in jail for even bringing it up. And a judge will look you in the eye and say, the Ten Commandments has no part in this system. That's right, it don't. You know why? Look at them black robes they wear. What's black stand for? Satanism. Who's controlling our system today, folks? You better pay attention. Why do you think they're getting away with everything they do? When you control the legal system, you can rob the people blind. You can take everything they own. You can destroy their lives. And they do it all the time. Now, let's examine what the only true and living God has offered and promised those who choose Him as the center of their lives. And I'm going to do that straight out of God's Word, written by David, one of the greatest prophets that's ever lived on earth. Let's go to, I want to go to the 121st Psalm to end today's show. David writes, I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help. Now, why would he look to the hills? Because he knows who created it. Verse 2 tells you that. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. That makes it pretty clear. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not stumble. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade. Upon thy right hand the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy souls. We put our faith in God, we can expect that. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. You see, if you read the Bible, you'll see that it's an amazing history book, that everything that God said was going to happen in every single instance happened, just like he said it was going to happen. And now they want to take God out of everything so they can have their way with us. It's time for us to take a stand, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for us to take a stand and tell them, we will not allow you to maintain the control that you've got in our lives, because we're going to force this system back under the Constitution of the United States, where it makes the government the smallest and least necessary part of society, and it makes the people the largest and most important part of society. Then society becomes balanced. Why? Because just like if you let the parents run the schools in your area, I guarantee you those schools will be teaching different from what they are today. You put the people that love the children back in power, which you don't have to put them back in power. They are in power. We just got to take our power back. Things will change. Thank y'all for listening to today's health update. It's always a pleasure to bring it to you. I hope you share this with other people. Until next time, remember, magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord. Until next time, may God bless all of us with abundant health.
Now you know why today's health update is called the fastest 30 minutes on the radio. Making the right decisions becomes so much easier when you know the truth. If you would like to know more about products, call 256-757-0660. Visit Herbs & More in Athens or NHC Herb Shop in Killen, or visit our website at www.nhcherbs.com. If you would like to hear a show again or share it with someone, go to Herbs & More Athens Facebook page and scroll down to Roy's picture. The shows are uploaded daily. Or go to Podbean on your computer or phone and type NHC19. That's NHC19 in the search bar and scroll down to find the title you wish to listen to. This is Andy Black. Thank you again for listening to today's Health Update.